the pre-season friendly.
The feeling persists that it's more of a... The last pre-season friendly, Dan Morgan, may well have been Liverpool versus Napoli in Jurgen Klopp's mind. It's noticeable players get 60, 67, 65, 70, even 90 minutes in those games. But it was a lovely occasion for the supporters tonight. There was loads of warmth in the ground. There was loads of enjoyment you felt amongst the Liverpool players as well. It was a proper home pre-season friendly, one which can get every appetite whetted for the start of the season.
Yeah, massively. And there's an element of, you know, players getting used to surroundings. Players who get in the first game at Anfield. Alisson gets to try the new changing room, stuff like that. He just gets to get used to it. And things like that just go a long way before Sunday. And I think the manager thinks about those things. But as well, I think you get the lineup that you might get in a worst case scenario type of way for Klopp on Sunday is if, you know, he has to throw Nat Phillips in at centre half. He gets to do it for 45 tonight. If Andy Robertson had a little bit of a knock at the end on Sunday, which I think he might have had, then he has to play Moreno. And I think it's just that little thing of familiarisation with the manager. I think he loves it. I think he loves familiarisation. And I think if he can bed that in prior to Sunday, then he will.
Andy, one of the things that strikes you is when you look at the pre-season friendlies everyone else has played, firstly, they haven't played anywhere near as many of them. It's not unreasonable that a couple of Liverpool players are looking like they might have picked up a knock here and there through this pre-season, because it's been going on for a while. And Liverpool now find themselves in a situation where, as Dan says there, they're beginning to have to either look after a couple of sets of legs or plan for the worst case scenario. Phillips tonight, you know, I think that his ball into Salah for the goal is phenomenal, for the second goal. The flip side is he's clearly not where he needs to be for the goal from Torino. It strikes you that there's just something with him where, you know, tonight his head was in his hands straight away as soon as Liverpool conceded, as though he thought, I've dropped one here.